Good song. Appreciate that. Amen. Take your Bible tonight, please, and let's go to the book of Joshua and chapter number one. The book of Joshua and chapter number one, God's word tonight. How many are glad you're saved tonight?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. We're saved. Thank God for his goodness and his blessings to us. And thank God that we have a knowledge of true salvation. Amen. A lot of people don't have that knowledge. And God imparted it to us somehow, some way. Thank the Lord. Amen. Joshua chapter 1 is where we're going to look tonight. And I want to preach on some thoughts tonight on the subject of courage. The subject of courage. We're going to look at the Bible tonight on the subject. Let's begin Joshua chapter number 1. And let's begin verse number 1 in God's word tonight. Also, the Bible says here, it says, "Now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that I have given you, as I said unto Moses, from the wilderness and this Lebanon, even into the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, unto the great sea, going toward the going down of the sun, shall be your coast. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Be strong and of a good courage. For unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever ever thou goest." Father, thank you for the Bible tonight. Thank you for the privilege, God, that we have to open it and hear it again tonight. God, we need something from heaven tonight. We just ask that you'd open our minds, open our hearts, God, to the truth of thy word. Fill us with your spirit tonight. Fill us with your power tonight. And God, we need to hear from you tonight. So help us, I pray, dear Lord, open our hearts and open our minds and thoughts on scripture tonight. We pray and we'll thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. The Bible reminds us and tells us here in the introduction here of the book of Joshua that God's servant Moses had just passed away. And that great man of God had entered into heaven, and he was gone. God tells him, "Moses, my servant, is dead." But now God had a chosen place for Joshua. He said, "Joshua, Moses is gone. I need you to fill his shoes." Now, most of us right there, we would buckle and we would get afraid about what that meant, because as great a leader as Moses was, Joshua knew that he had to fill those shoes. It was God's will for him to fill Moses' shoes. But boy, what big shoes they were to fill. How could he do such a task? And no doubt right there at the beginning, he was fearful and felt afraid. He might have felt unprepared. He might have even felt like, "I cannot do this job." And so God came to him, essentially chapter one is God giving him the right tools. The right tools to fill the shoes that God had called him to be in. You know, it's amazing whenever something happens, a Christian from time to time has to step up and fill the shoes or fill a place of somebody. And maybe it's a Sunday school class, or maybe it's a bus route, or maybe there's some area, or maybe the preacher's gone. He asked you to preach, and this I won't ask you ladies, so don't worry about that, all right? But maybe God comes, or a preacher asks you to fill a place. Put your neck out there and fill that spot, because there's an empty spot, there's a hole there that needs to be filled. And Joshua was put in that place. He said, Joshua, Moses is gone. He's dead. I need somebody to fill that place. Kind of reminds me of the teenage boys. I say, hey, you want to preach a 5-minute message Sunday? Hey, the attitude ought to be, sure. In fact, they ought to be coming up to me at other times saying, hey, can I preach Sunday? Right. Amen? Amen? That ought to be the spirit. So Joshua here, he's put in this place where he could be afraid. Can I tell you what? God puts you in places like that too. God puts everyone. That first time you got to go soul with it. And that first time you knock that door, that's a step up, right? I'm saying to you, God has step ups for all of us in life. Step ups for all of us in life. God has a step up for us. Joshua experienced this step up, and God was saying, all right, now I'm going to give you the tools to do it. If you'll listen to me, Joshua, I'm going to give you the right tools to do it. Think of it. Moses is gone, so what's he going to do? Well, notice he begins here in verse 3 and he says, every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given you, as I said unto Moses, from the wilderness of this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates. By the way, that's in Iraq. And the Bible says, that God gave them all that land. By the way, all that land belongs to Israel. God gave it to them. Amen? And I want to tell you something, just in passing, this battle, this war that Israel's involved in, let me tell you something. It's about hatred of Jewish people. That's what it's about. They would like to drive them into the sea where they have no land. There's 57 other countries that Palestinians can go to, but they don't want to. There's no country that Israel can go to. And may I tell you what? They're fighting for the only place they can go to. But I want you to know something. God in his word promised that land to Israel. Amen. God promised it to Israel. And they should be defending it.
Amen. Yes, sir. Amen.
They should be.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
And by the way, whenever you go take a pile of babies and tie them together and burn them, burn all of them, people like that don't have a right to live.
No, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
So I'm saying to you tonight, they have a right to that land, a God-given right to that land. Now, that's not the sermon. That's free. You don't have to put anything in the offering for that, okay? That's free. But I'm saying to you tonight, we have to understand a lot of issues politically, too, as a Christian. There's issues that arise that we have to have an understanding, and the Word of God gives us a good understanding about political issues like that. Amen. So God says to Joshua, all right, Joshua, time to get up out of your easy chair. Now, I don't think he was in an easy chair. But I think he He knew he had to step it up. You ever had to step up? You ever had to step up? You know, the Lord is always asking people to step up. Take on that next step. But God gives us the tools to do it. And I want to speak to you tonight mainly on this subject of courage, because courage is the greatest tool that God gives us to have influence on the world. Courage. Now notice what God says here. In verse number 6, God is going to Joshua, and he's explaining, Joshua, this is what you need. Verse 6, he said, be strong and of a good courage, for unto this people thou shalt divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto the fathers to give them. Joshua, he said, I was with Moses, I'll be with you, have courage. So the first thing to know of where courage is found, courage is found in knowing what God wants you to do. Courage is found in what God wants you to do. Whatever God commands us in His Word, courage is found in doing what God says. You know, the weakest Christians in all the world oftentimes are the ones that do not follow or obey the commands of God. But when you obey those commands of God, you'll be surprised how much courage you have. And that courage is necessary because we are not called into this world just to sit around. We're called to be salt and light to the world. We're called to be a light to the world. God said, you need to have courage. Have courage. Why? Because I am with thee. Hey, let me tell you something, Christian. If you're saved, God is with you. If He's with you, you can obey those commands. You can do whatever God wants you to do. And you can do it with courage. You can do it with courage. Have courage. Now, why would God tell Joshua to have it if he couldn't have had it? He did tell him to have it, and he did have it. He got a hold of it. We know, according to verse 10, we'll get there in a little bit. But Joshua says he learned that God was with him. That's all he needed to have courage to do what God wanted him to do. That's all we need to know. Courage. Courage comes by knowing God is there. He said in verse 5, I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Years ago, I knocked the door. Great big old guy. Answered the door. Harley Davidson guy. Had leathers on. And he was kind of like right across the street from the church where I pastored in Denver years ago. And I knocked on the door. Great big beard. Had leather, you know, with the rhinestone or the studs in it, you know. He opened the door. Great big guy. He said, yeah, what do you want? My courage wanted to wilt like a flower right there. Yeah, what do you want? He said. I said, I'm the pastor of this church right over here. Let me tell you something. God was greater and bigger than that guy. And you know, when you and I go out, half the time, we live in fear. We're afraid of what's behind that door. We're afraid. Fear crops up. It's human, but may I tell you what? We're supposed to walk in the Spirit, and when we walk in the Spirit, we know that God is with us. And God's going to be with you when you talk to somebody. Hey, approach them with courage. Now, I don't mean jump at them and scare them half to death. Amen? But I mean, it's good to have courage when you talk to somebody about the Lord. Have courage. You know, Israel needs courage. Courage will win this battle. Amen. When courage shows up and you're doing what God wants you to do, then God also comes behind you. Amen. So I say to you tonight, courage. Courage is very important. There was a missionary named Robert Speer, who used to tell about a young man who was going to the mission field. And a friend said to this young man, he said, "You know where you're going, don't you? In the shade, it's 110 degrees. The young man looked at him and said, "Yeah, but I don't have to stay in the shade all the time." Courage. He had courage. When you know what God commands you to do, and you have courage, God will bless it. God will bless it. Amen. I'll never forget, years ago, I was walking down a street. We were soul winning down a street. I think I was 17 years old. Me and another partner. And I don't know, he knocked another door, and I saw a group of five teenagers was right there in a car, and I was scared to death because I was a teenager myself, and I'm still not too far off from being a teenager. But I was a teenager, and I, and the Lord said, "Go up and talk to them." You ever had the Lord do that? Go talk to them. I said, "Lord, isn't there anybody else I can witness to? There's five of them, and I'm the only one." I began to walk up to him, began to witness to him, give him the gospel, all five of them. A couple of them started peeling off. Then another one took off the other direction. It's amazing how weak the devil makes people. Amen? When all said and done, there were two that stopped and listened to me. And both of them trusted Christ as their Savior right there on the street. Amen. You know, I tell you, in life, it just takes courage, just having courage. When you know God's with you, you can have courage. You need not fear when you have the Lord with you. Secondly, courage is found when you have God's word in your mouth. Notice verse 8. "This book of the law shall not depart out of thy," what? "Thy mouth." So do you think that means he was supposed to be speaking the word of God all the time? I think it means that he was ready to spread the gospel. He was ready to tell anybody about Christ. The word of God was in his mouth. And I think he was ready to speak to all the children of Israel. And by the way, don't forget, the children of Israel that were here, they were a murmuring group. They were they complained. They God fed them with manna, they complained. God led them across the Red Sea, destroyed all their enemies, they complained. But Moses was to step into that position and lead them and do it with courage. Can I tell you what? Courage was what got him to the place where he could lead God's people. Courage. Courage. It was in his mouth. He kept speaking about it. He said, "Thou shalt meditate in God's word." Verse 8, night, day and night. I believe a Christian ought to wake up in the morning with the word of God in his mouth. I believe you ought to go to bed with the word of God in your mouth. My wife usually likes to open her Bible before she goes to sleep, read a Bible verse. That's a good thing. That's a good thing to have something like that in your mind when you sleep. Might help you sleep a little bit better. Amen. But courage is having God's word in your mouth. Courage. Andrew Jackson said, "One man with courage makes a majority." Eddie Rickenbacker said, "Courage is doing what you're afraid to do. There can be no courage unless you start with fear." Courage. Number three, courage overcomes obstacles we thought we could never overcome. Courage overcomes obstacles we never thought we could overcome. Joshua never thought he could be the leader. He was happy following Moses. He was happy doing and trusted Moses, that Moses was doing what God wanted him to do. And he said, I'll just follow you, Moses. But God took Moses to heaven. So what did that mean? It meant that he had to hear God. He had to listen to God. He had to spend time with God. Can I tell you, Christian, spend time with God. It'll give you courage. Give you courage. We need courage to stand for the Lord. You know, the forces of evil in this world are big and strong, and they raise their ugly head. But they literally are fearful. You remember Jesus? Every time the devil would tempt him, he would cast it aside. He'd tell the devil, the devil told him to, eat the bread, or turn the stones into bread. And Jesus told him, he said, no. Essentially, he said, no. He said, man shall not live by bread alone. What'd the devil do? He left. Courage. Courage. You know, that's what we need in this world today. We need courage. Courage. There was a naval officer who told how he was saved from his first experience in battle. He was a midshipman, still in his teens. The enemy gunfire was so terrifying that he felt he would faint. Just then, an officer came to him, placed his hand over the boy's, and said with a quiet confidence, he said, courage, my boy, you'll be all right. I felt the same way in my first battle. He said, I reflected on the words, and I felt as though an angel had come and given me new strength. From that moment on, his fear was gone. He was as brave as the most seasoned officer. That encouragement was exactly what he needed. That leads me to my fourth point. Courage is what gives you strength when you're around others. Courage gives you strength when you're around others. You know, other people need our courage. Did you know that? Other people need our courage. Other people need to see God's courage in us. That we're not full of fear. And fear is Satan's tactic. Fear is what Satan desires to put in all of us. But you know what I like? One thing about church and coming to church is that everybody else in that church, their presence gives me courage. Amen? And your presence gives somebody else courage. Moses was gone, but Joshua said, all right, I got to have some courage. I got to have courage. Notice number four. Did you know that courage is a command? Courage is a command. Look at verse number 10 or verse number 9. Notice the Lord said to Joshua, have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be strong. You know, Christians are supposed to be strong. Do you know that? Ephesians chapter 5, be strong and in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God. Christians are supposed to be strong. You know, we got this idea today, this false idea that Christianity is weak. And Christians are a bunch of weaklings. Well, let me tell you something. Joshua had a lot of battles that he had already won, and he had a lot more battles that he was going to win. But God said, if you're going to win those battles, you got to be strong and courage. You know, when the devil tempts us, we have to be strong and a good courage. We can't be weak. We can't capitulate to him. Amen? We got to be able to look at the devil and say, no. No, I will not give in to your temptation, devil. Yeah, you know what's good? is whenever you're tempted and the devil sits on your shoulder, go find somebody to witness to. Go find somebody to give a tract to. You say, why? Because the devil won't hang around somebody who turns fear or turns temptation into courage. The devil doesn't like that. I say to you tonight, we need courage. We have to live with courage every day. Someone once said that he who loses wealth loses something. He who loses a friend loses more. But he who loses his courage loses all. Courage. Courage. Courage is a command. God said, have not I commanded you? Moses, he had courage. Joshua, you got to have the same courage. And by the way, you know where Moses got his courage from? He got it from the burning bush when he saw God. It was right after that he went right into Pharaoh and approached Pharaoh. By the way, do you remember that before Moses went into the desert that he ended up killing that Egyptian man and burying him in the sand? You remember that? And now he goes back to face Pharaoh, knowing that he had killed a man 40 years before. Don't you think they were afraid, he was afraid that they'll take him and throw him right into prison? But when he saw God, he knew what he was supposed to do. And he got up and he went to see Pharaoh. And God was with him, wasn't he? God is with the Christian who continues to allow courage to take over in his life. Courage is not pushiness. Courage is not belligerence. Courage is a willingness to stand despite fear. It is grace under pressure. It is willingness to stand and be counted even when you're afraid. They asked General Omar Bradley years ago what bravery was. And General Bradley said this. He said, bravery is the capacity to perform properly even when scared half to death. Amen. You see, a Christian ought to esteem the commands of God higher than the fear. Christian ought to esteem the command of God a lot higher. When you've got a command in your mind, it surpasses fear. So keep God's command in your mind. Keep his commands in your heart. Keep his word there. These are tools. They're tools that God has given us. He has provided them through his spirit, through his word. If we'll make the most of them, God will bless. And then I like verse 10. We didn't read it, but notice. Notice the first word of verse 10. Then Joshua commanded the officers of the people. Notice, when did he command them? After God challenged him and gave him that command to be strong and of good courage. He said, all right, I can do this. You know, we ought to have that spirit. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. That's a Christian who has some bravery in his heart. That's a Christian who can say, yes, Lord, there's nothing that I cannot do. God, if you told me to do it, I can do it. Not only can I do it, but I will do it and trust God. You know, it's amazing how sometimes obedience to the command also brings the courage that we need. Amen. It brings a confidence. It provides a confidence. You know, continually obeying God's word is the key. Just staying with it. Our basketball team years ago, we had a young man who He couldn't hardly even dribble the basketball. He knew how to dribble, but it wasn't the ball. Some of you, you'll catch that later. He dribbled. He couldn't even hardly dribble the ball. He couldn't get the thing going. And every time he'd go up for a shot, he'd fall when he got done. And nobody touched him. And little by little, he just stayed with it. And year after year, he kept coming back. And our team isn't just about winning. It's about taking kids like him. It's about taking a kid like him and teaching him along and growing him along and getting him to the place where he feels like he's got some confidence, some courage, like he can do this. By the time that boy was senior, he played for us, I think, 6 years. By the time he was a senior, he was jumping up, blocking out. I mean, he was going up for rebounds, going back up for layup. I mean, he had some courage in him. You know why? Because he just kept at it. He just stayed with it. And if you stay with something long enough, God will give you courage. God will give you courage. God gives courage to us. You know, I believe there are people that come into a church and they're looking for an answer. And oftentimes, they may not find an answer because their fear clouds them from the answer. They want a magic remedy. But you know what? There really are no magic remedies. But there is obedience. And when we follow the command of God, we know his word, that gives us the courage to follow him and do right and to please him. So I say to you tonight, just keep on fighting it. Fighting it. Keep on standing for God. Allow courage to take over in your life. You know, courage and faith are brothers. Courage and faith are brothers. Because courage needs faith, and faith needs courage. They need each other. And the one really can't survive without the other. They need both. You have that courage tonight. Joshua then became God's leader in that time. He passed over. And you know the story as it goes into chapter 2. They go into Jericho and they spy out the land. You know, 10 of them came back. And what happened? They didn't have that courage. But two of them did. Joshua and Caleb. They said, hey, we'd be well able. Let's go. They got into the land. They went into that land. And man, I'm telling you what, God blessed them. God blessed them in a mighty way. They took over Jericho. And you know, archaeologists tell us that they dug up the ancient city of Jericho. And did you know that the walls fell outward and not inward? And the walls of Jericho were so thick that you could drive two chariots across the top of the walls of Jericho. And because Joshua did what God wanted him to do, those walls of Jericho, God blew them out. Amazing. And it's because this one man had courage. He had courage. You see, all throughout the Bible, we find people who had courage. Esther stepped up and went to the king to save the Jews at her own risk, but she did it because she had courage. Paul crisscrossed the world preaching the gospel. They stoned him. They threw rocks at him, but he just kept right on going. Courage. When that Lord is working in your heart and he's with you, there's courage to do whatever you can do, whatever God wants you to do. Courage. Do have that courage tonight. Oh, I say to you tonight, we need to let God give us that courage. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. That's the courage of the Lord. You have that courage. Let's have that courage. Let's not just ask God to give us the courage. He's already commanded it in His Word. Let's take courage already in us, that God's already there, and let's let it come out of our heart and our life. Courage. Amen. Let's bow our heads tonight.